بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just carrying on with a slightly different aspect of yesterday's discussion, that a lady should mourn the death of any family member only for 3 days. But however, in the case of the husband, then it is 4 months and 10 days, which we call the iddat period. That is for the person whose family people have passed away. On the other side is the people who go and visit and who go and make ta'ziyat. And that is what we normally call behwano, to go and sit there. And the purpose for that we also should understand, and the etiquette and adab of that also we should understand. And that the purpose of it is to console the bereaved, the people whose close family member has passed away, to go and console them. Now, unfortunately today, generally it is more party making. And people actually go with all biscuits and cakes, and people complain if they didn't give them some tea or biscuits or something, and perhaps everything else takes place besides consoling those people. All other types of talks take place, dunya's talks, everything else will take place, but the main purpose was to console the person. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that nobody gave me so much consolation when my father passed away as one Bedouin, a person from the village. He came and he told me that your father passed away. I said yes. He said he's gone by Allah Pak. And he said yes. He said you are very grieved and sad. He said yes. He said who can look after him better, you or Allah Ta'ala? Of course, Allah Ta'ala, nobody can look after anyone as how Allah Ta'ala. He says, in that case, why are you so sad? So in that way, he made him happy. So when we do go and visit, then we should first of all make dua for the for the person who has passed away, that may Allah grant him Jannah. But that also, unfortunately, our mind is seldom to the person who has passed away. All this is to remind us more of the people who have passed away, the dead, what is happening to them in the qabr. This is more for them that our attention is there. We are more worrying of partying, having tea, biscuits, cakes, etc. But the person in the qabr, we are not worried of him. If the family people are worried, it is more to get the share of the estate. That is, whatever he has left behind, we are more worried about that. But we should be talking about that may Allah forgive him all his sins, may Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannah, then may Allah give all of you sabr, and may Allah be your kafil, may Allah look after all of you. Many times there are small children involved, the widow is all alone, she hasn't got any support, and the only support really is Allah Ta'ala, and whatever Allah uses any person for to support those people, that we should make dua for, and then we should remind them that they should also make regularly isali sawab and dua maghfirat, and at that time we should also tell them and remind them and ourselves that we are all going in the same direction. And we all have to prepare for that eternal abode, where death is going to come upon all of us. And this should be a reminder for us that today it was so and so, but tomorrow it will be us, and that we should be prepared for that. So this is very important when going to sit somewhere. It's not just a customary thing. Many of us has just taken it as a customary thing. When somewhere, it is sunnah to go. We should go. But don't make it a custom. They just went and show face. That they'll say that so and so didn't come, family people didn't come, etc. And this is permitted for 3 days for people of the town. From people of outside, whenever they get an opportunity, they can come. Another thing is also that many times when we feel the first Eid, we must go there. There is nothing like that also. Eid is a day of happiness, it is not a day of mourning. However, if the person passed away just a day, 2 days before Eid, then we're going on Eid's day. But normally the people feel first Eid, we must go now where the person has passed away in the family, and we must go and sit there. So that is, there is nothing like that also. There are no 3 days and 40 days, etc. Some people go feel that on the third day we have to have some function there. And after 40 days we have to have a function. There is nothing like that. As somebody explained it nicely, after 3 days or 40 days you want to make Quran khatam or something, or annually. So till that time you wanted to keep him in azab. Now after 40 days you're going to bail him out of the azab. No, that should be done immediately. All whatever we want to read, make dua, maghfirat, make isali, sawab, and this reaches them. If, for example, somebody has passed away and we are gone there, we are 10, 20 people, and we say each one give ₹1,000,000 for the person who has passed away. 20 million rand will be a big amount of money. But more than that, that person gets, if you just read each one 3 times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. The whole Quran Sharif Sawab is much more than tens and hundreds of millions of rands, and they get it, and they get it immediately, and they appreciate it very much also, and they know exactly who has sent it also. So that is what we should be doing. Read Quran Sharif, and 3 times Qul Huwallah is very easy, and remind the person also. Our friends also, whose parents, especially family members, have passed away, make a habit that on a daily basis read at least 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad and pass the sawab to the marhumin. The reward is so great. One person who went and visit a qabr, and Allah Ta'ala showed him the condition of the person in the qabr, and he was making namaz since the time he passed away, which was very long. A person asks Allah grants that to a person. What a person loves, to make namaz there, to make tilawat there, any other ibadat, Allah grants it if Allah wishes to. So this person was making ibadat for so long. This person who went and visit envied him, that so long you making ibadat, how lot sawab you must be getting. He said, if you give me one of your subhanallah sawab, that is more than all this namaz sawab. Because though a person is permitted to do that if Allah accepts it, but no sawab for it. Sawab is only in this dunya. Whatever we read, the 3 times Qul Huwallah, 1 time just La ilaha illallah, that reward is so great. So that all we should read and pass it to the marhumin. They appreciate it very, very greatly. Our Hafiz Abdul Aziz Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he was a ustad here, he has made so many students hafiz. All of us should also read for him and pass the sawab to him. And the family, we should visit the family and console them, tell them to make sabr, and whatever we can aid, we should aid also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.